The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends. And thank you again so much for tuning in to another episode of Intuition Academy. I know I say this about almost all of my episodes, but I'm really, really excited to talk about this topic today. It is like so groundbreaking in my perspective. And basically the topic that we're going to be covering today is money versus work and how success relates to both of them. So in the beginning, we're going to be talking about how our mind typically seems to jumble up the meaning of money and work and how they both relate to success. And by the end, we're going to be fixating more on what the real problem is versus the beginning where our mind likes to place the blame or say the problem actually exists. So throughout, we're going to be focusing on the concepts of money, success, and work, but by the end of it, we're really going to be focusing on money as a standalone topic and how to attract more of it into our lives. And hopefully this, again, like many of my episodes, will be me talking about a topic that you've probably heard a million times already, but hearing it in a totally new and fresh way. Before I get started on the episode today, I just want to remind all of you to download the episodes, follow me on whatever platform that you're listening on. You can go follow me on Instagram as well. And if you're ever interested in asking questions or working with me, you can either send me an email or you can hit the Work With Me link in the description box or below the show notes. And I will get back to each of you in at least 2 business days. Okay, so let's get into the episode today. Today we are diving into a belief system that I find a lot of people, including myself, getting trapped in when it comes to work and its resulting financial gain. So the belief in question is that without a certain level of income, we aren't successful. If we're making a certain amount of money, that means we're successful. And if we're not making a certain amount of money, then we're not successful. That seems to be the general belief system that a lot of us have. I don't want to speak for all of my listeners, but I know that at least a number of us are working within our own businesses. We are creatives, and we most likely have created our businesses from the ground up. I notice with my own clients within this topic that there's a lot of shame, guilt, and even a feeling of failure when they find themselves earning an amount of money that is dissatisfying within their businesses. And because of that, they feel this innate need to increase the amount of time, effort, exertion, and sacrifice that they're investing in their businesses because they feel that money equals success and work equals money. So if they aren't earning a satisfactory amount of money in their business, they correlate that with not having done enough work, and then they tend to push themselves to do more, more, more until they inevitably burn out. And they're like, what the hell? I don't understand what I'm doing wrong. They make a deep correlation between their level of success and fulfillment in combination with the income that they are earning, meaning they gauge their success and fulfillment levels based on their level of income and not on the work they're performing itself. But what I don't see most people do is correlate the amount of work itself with success and fulfillment without getting money involved at all. And what does this end up resulting in for a lot of people? They end up looking at their bank account, feeling terrible about it, and making that dollar amount mean that they need to work harder, or they even beat themselves up and may even use it as a weapon that they wield against themselves. As the baseline, they are saying, I am not successful, the work that I'm doing isn't successful, it isn't enough, and I need to be doing more. That's typically where people go when they have a business or they're performing work or they're doing a job and they feel like they're not earning enough money. It's typically, I need to work harder. But I want to change some perspectives on what it means to not be earning enough money or getting paid enough money and how it equates to success. So first, I want to ask a few questions that you can just ponder within yourself. You can pause the audio if you want to, or answer them journal style, whatever feels good. So what if not earning enough money is just a circumstance, a neutral circumstance? What if all that it means to not be earning enough money is that your awareness is showing you something that feels dissatisfying, which is just contrast, which is just a call to clarify what it is that you're really desiring? What if not earning enough money has nothing to do with the work that you do and the level at which you're performing? Most importantly, what if noticing this circumstance of not having enough money is just your recognition that you desire more? The problem with so many of us is that we make simple things mean so much more than what they really do or really need to. In situations like this, most of us will look at our bank account and we'll see a number that is dissatisfying to us, and we won't just let it be a dissatisfaction or a moment of contrast, a call to ask for more. Instead, we'll attach all this meaning to it, like, I'm not working hard enough, my business is failing, I'm getting ripped off by my boss, why do I keep letting this happen to me, what am I doing wrong? We make it mean something about us, like deeply mean something about us, about our work, about our performance, about our environment, about our business, instead of just letting it be what it is, nothing more than a level of income that feels dissatisfying to us. A number that for all intents and purposes just isn't what we're asking for. And when we attach meaning to it, we make it a larger problem, right? And we choose to look at things that could potentially have nothing to do with the problem at all. We gum up the works instead of allowing ourselves to desire more purely because we feel worthy, purely because we feel the desire, purely because we believe that we deserve to house, feed, and provide for ourselves. We allow ourselves to make our performance within our jobs or businesses be the problem that we need to fix instead of allowing the money to be a standalone problem. We immediately believe that we have to do something about it. But what we never think to do is to just allow the number to be dissatisfying and desire more without needing to immediately jump into action or change the amount of work that we're performing at. When we immediately jump into action or create these narratives and stories, we are automatically allowing our mind to play God. We are assuming that our mind, our thinking mechanism, has the answer to our money problem in this moment. And its answer is nearly always the same. You're not working hard enough, as it cracks the whip at our heels. Instead of diving headfirst into the same old narrative, why don't we instead allow the contrast to stand alone, so we can gain better clarity on what it is that we really want? When we do this, we clear a pathway internally that will guide us to inspiration and creative solution that is removed from the way we perform our work. This is a pathway that is focusing on a solution, not a problem. Disclaimer: this does not mean that the way we perform our work will not change, but what it does mean is that if we change the way we perform our work, it will be rooted in a vibration, an emotion, an energy of solution. The place where we are currently attempting to shift out of in this process is emoting and taking action in a vibration or emotion of there's a problem. Because based on the law of attraction, an action taken based in a feeling of there's a problem will only result in more of that feeling. When our mind immediately wants us to work harder in moments when it sees a dissatisfying amount of income, that's because our mind is saying that the amount of income that we are performing, the amount of work that we are performing at, is a problem. So the action we are being inspired to take in a moment like this is rooted in a feeling of problem, and we don't want to continue vibrating within that energy. So here's when things get fun. I want you to sit down and really think about this after you've finished listening to this episode, or if it feels aligning, of course, you can even pause the recording as you do the following journaling exercises, or maybe ponder out loud or voice note to yourself, whatever feels the best to you, and of course, just listen if that's all you feel called to do with this episode. So in this exercise, we are going to separate the concept of our work, whether we have a business or work a regular job, and the amount of money that we are earning. The money will be a really simple aspect of this, so I'd suggest you do that first. So break down however you choose to do what you are earning, weekly, hourly, yearly, etc. Like, break it down in whatever way feels aligning to you. This is your income in reality, by the way, not a desired income, but like real life physical money that's coming in. You can either pause the audio or just ponder it for a moment. Now, in a separate space, entirely separate space, I want you to write down all the tasks that you perform within your work. Literally as detailed as you desire to be. This is not a list of things that you do that literally earns you money, but the tasks that you actively perform regularly within your work, whether it is earning you money or not. Maybe you blog or you post to social media. There's no income stream there just yet, but add those things to the list. Now, immediately, just as a quick ponder, I want you to notice if there's anything about the list of tasks that you perform within your work, within your business, within your job, that you nearly didn't label as work purely because it isn't earning you income. And this is purely just to bring it to your attention, okay? We're not going to do anything with this. I just want you to ponder that for a moment. Fascinating. Now, this next part is where we're going to allow ourselves to let our work and our money stand alone. I suggest with you start with your list that has to do with your work and your business or your job, whatever, as a whole first. And we'll visit the money aspect second. Now I want you to ponder the question. If money weren't something that you ever needed to worry about ever again, would you feel successful in performing these tasks that you've listed off? Ponder this, journal about it, etc. Is this list of tasks fulfilling to you? Is it fun? Does it bring you joy? Are there things within this list that you do because you believe you have to do it? In all honesty, maybe you don't care and wish you didn't have to do it. List all of that out. Now, I believe that a lot of us are self-aware enough at this point in our businesses to be able to look at the work that we are performing, remove from the income that is creating, and feel pretty satisfied with it, to feel deeply successful with it even. If there is anything about your business that feels less than successful when money is removed, I would suggest you allow yourself to take a step back while looking at that task and see it as contrast, which is just a call for deeper clarity. If this task doesn't feel good to you, explore that. Why doesn't it feel good? What would you prefer? This is not a call to action. This is a call to clarify what it is that you desire. All I'm saying is write it down. If there's something about your task list that doesn't feel fun or doesn't light you up when you do it, or doesn't allow you to feel more inspired, or it's something that you just honestly really don't like, then allow yourself to see or list off what it is that you'd prefer to do. Maybe you'd prefer to delegate that to somebody else. Maybe you'd prefer to just like not do it at all ever anymore. And you're only doing it because you think you have to. Just like list off the things that you actually want to do or that are actually satisfying about your work. So go through that entire list of tasks that you perform and allow yourself to see more clearly the amount of success that you actually feel in performing these tasks, removed from their monetary gain. I have a feeling that most of us feel pretty successful with the work that we have been doing or the tasks that we are actually performing, which, if that is true for you, then doesn't that beg the question, is this aspect actually the problem, like our mind continuously wants to make it be? Does our work actually feel like the problem? Ponder that. Now notice also if you find any judgment arising in this list, maybe even noting if it's really difficult for you to separate money from this list. Like maybe you're thinking thoughts like, in a perfect world, I would be able to perform at this level and still earn enough to take care of myself, but that's just not how this works. Like, it's okay. It's all right if thoughts like that are coming up. Again, this is not a call to action. Reassure your mind. We're not saying that this is what's going to happen. We're not saying we have to do any of these things or that we have to feel differently about them. It's just a call for clarity on what is really truly desired by you. So if you never ever had to worry about money again, would you feel successful in the work that you are performing? If the answer is no, tweak the list until you find a pattern of work that you believe would make you feel successful and fulfilled if money weren't a concern. And once you feel that you can confidently see that the work you're performing or would be performing feels successful as a standalone concept, now we can move on to money. After potentially realizing that the work aspect of things hasn't really been the problem at all, if anything, we're already vibrating at a place of feeling productive, of feeling successful, of feeling fulfilled in this area of our lives. And if money were involved, we would feel successful here. We would feel fulfilled here. So the next aspect of things, when we focus on just the money, is typically when people have a tendency to get really uncomfortable, only because we most likely have big desires when it comes to the income that we've been asking for. And for most of our lives, we haven't allowed ourselves to let the topic of money stand on its own. And so there's this like a lot of dissatisfaction on the topic. And we typically allow it to leak into other areas of our life, like our work, as we're focusing so heavily on now, but maybe even on our home life or our capacity as parents, among other many other areas. But today, I want you to just do your best in removing all of these potential obstacles and see if you can focus on money as a standalone topic. Look at the money you're earning currently. How does it feel in your body to look at the numbers? I can take a guess and say it most likely ranges from feeling absolutely horrible, horrifying even, and mildly uncomfortable. If you're one of the people who feels good when looking at this number, congratulations! You are excused from the following exercise. Unless you are desiring more, of course, then feel free to continue following along. So now, I want to make something so abundantly clear. This feeling, however uncomfortable, that you're experiencing in this moment when looking at the money is the only thing that is actually holding you away from earning more. I would go so far as to say that this feeling is still the only reason you aren't earning more, even if you feel dissatisfied with the work you are performing as well. Okay. Everything is energy. Emotion is energy, which, based in the law of attraction, means that what we feel about a certain topic is what we attract on that certain topic. So whatever you are feeling, which is just the way that your body is vibrating while looking at this number, is what you are attracting more of. This is your baseline vibration on the topic of what you earn. What you are feeling when you look at that number is the baseline vibration. That is the vibration that you've been vibrating at, and that is why your income level is the place where it is at. Purely because of the vibration, it has nothing to do with the work. Nothing to do with the work. This is the reason why there are some people in the world who don't do a fucking thing and have an obnoxious amount of abundance of money coming in, or they're able to spend an abundance of money, because they've got the vibration aspect of things taken care of. So what you are feeling when looking at this number is what you are attracting more of. But listen to me, I don't want you to freak out. Please don't freak out, because I'm not gonna just leave you high and dry on that note. Like, most of us just realized that's the problem. Holy shit, that's the problem. But like, breathe, it's okay. We're going to walk through this together. So just breathe, because the first time I realized this, it like was panic. Like panic ensued. I was just like, that makes so much sense, but what the fuck am I supposed to do about that? So if anything, just let this sink in for a moment. Recognize how much sense this actually makes. If it doesn't make sense, it's okay. Just stay with me. Maybe it'll begin to make more sense as we go along. But if it makes sense, just like let it make sense for a minute, you know? And breathe with it. See if you're having that oh shit, I see it now moment. That is a really good place to be in my perspective. Okay. The next step in the journaling / pondering exercise is to ask yourself why you feel this bad looking at your income. Why does it feel like this? Your mind is most likely going to say something in the negative sense because that is the flow of our energy in this moment. And that's brilliant. Just allow yourself to be honest here. Do not fake something positive. The universe hears what we mean, i.e., the universe hears how we feel, not what we say. The universe is responding to the vibrational energy of the emotion that we're experiencing on this topic. That is all, not the words. Not the words. Maybe the mind says something like, I can't live off of this. I can't quit my day job with this income. Maybe it's simple. It's not, and your mind is thinking something like, it's just not enough. I don't want to be earning this little, whatever it is. Just let your mind go off for a second and take note of all of it. It's really important that you take note of like the negative like spiral of thoughts that your mind is going into right now, okay? Because this is going to help us get clarity. And I don't want you to worry about the energy that you're giving off when thinking these things. You're vibrating at that frequency, whether you're thinking thoughts or not, as soon as you look at the dollar amount. And so all we can do right now is focus on the thoughts attached to that vibration and shift the vibration. Just know that you're not creating like permanence by writing the words down or saying them out loud, because when you shift the vibration, the words no longer hold the vibration. Does that make sense? When you shift the vibration that you're feeling on the topic, you could literally write down, I hate money. And as long as you're not vibrating or emoting in resonance with that thought, it's not going to affect your energetic reality. Okay. So write it all down. You're vibrating at that place anyway. We're going to shift the energy. These words are going to be fucking meaningless after that. Okay. So the beautiful thing about this list is that we are basically writing an I don't desire list. And that is the easiest route to creating an I do desire list. So most of the original list can be very easily turned from the negative sense to the positive sense. I can't pay my rent with this becomes I desire to pay my rent with the money that I am earning. Again, there is no action needed within this list. Do not do anything other than write the list. There is no need to force yourself in this moment to believe that you can have the things that you're desiring, the positive aspect of things. You're not going to believe that right now. The energy's not going to shift that fast. But just allow yourself now to let the negative list turn into the positive list. That is just going to be serving as clarifying to us. And okay, the next thing that we're going to do with this new list is ask ourselves, what am I hoping to feel when this list of desires has been accomplished? Go down the list and let yourself get honest about these things. Now, these words are meant to be expressed in the positive. Avoid saying things like, I don't want to be overwhelmed. If your mind reaches for something like that, allow yourself to just take note of that and switch it to the positive. Maybe I don't want to be overwhelmed becomes I want to feel relief. I want to feel relaxed. Do this with the entire list and see if you have any common emotions you are attempting to reach for. This is what your mind is truly wanting when it desires these things in relation to money. And it believes that money will lead you to feeling this way while performing those tasks. Like paying rent, for instance. The mind believes that having more money will make paying rent be a relaxing experience, or like a borderline neutral experience. But really, the emotion is what you're reaching for in this moment, not the money. The emotion, the vibration always has to come first before the money can come, before the manifestation can come. Okay, again, stay with me. Now that we see this list of things and the emotions we are desiring to feel within them, let's go back and look at the money and remove the list of circumstances that we just listed. meaning all the topics that have to do with what the money will buy, and just focus on the money by itself. We've already gained a little bit of clarity, so we've been moving the energy a little bit towards clarity. So now, when you are earning the amount of money that you truly desire to be earning, what is that going to feel like? This is when it could potentially get a little bit complicated. So stay with me on this part. Maybe journal a little bit before this next part that I talk about, and then journal a little bit afterwards, but really listen to what I'm about to say. Maybe the desire that you have isn't a certain dollar amount, because some people have never earned over a certain level of income in their entire life. So reaching for a certain dollar amount seems difficult, because it's like, well, I don't even know if that will be enough for all the things that I desire. Like, it's okay. It doesn't need to be a specific amount of money. What really matters is, regardless of dollar amounts, what will it feel like when I am finally earning what feels to me like enough money? Not what you will be able to do with it, but what will it feel like? We're talking about emotion. What will it feel like when you think about money? When you're pondering money? What's the way you will feel when having conversations about it? The way you'll feel when paying your rent? How you'll feel when investing or putting money away for savings? How will it feel when you get paid? How will it feel when you look at your bank account, savings account, investment account, all of these accounts? Hint, big hint. It is probably not excitement. Excitement is typically something paired with a surprise or something newly experienced. We don't want our income to be a surprise or something newly experienced. When we are living in the experience of having enough money at all times, no matter what is the emotion that you will carry when thinking about the topic or when performing tasks that involve money? This feeling that you're honing in on right now, this emotion, this is a vibration. This is an energy that money is vibrating at for you in the energetic realm. And in order to start earning that money in the physical world the way you desire to, is to find a way to start vibrating or emoting at this energetic frequency, the emotion that you're pinpointing right now. Basically, you need to find a way to feel this way in the present moment when thinking about money on all fronts. Money on all fronts. Vibrate at this frequency. The trick here is finding a way to feel this way without needing the money to be the reason why you're feeling it. Basically, the way our mind attempts to perform when it comes to manifestation is by wanting to play a song on guitar in perfect key while it is in deep need of being tuned. But instead of tuning the guitar, it instead chooses to play a different song, thinking that that's going to solve the problem. But no matter how many different songs you are trying to play, it still needs to be tuned. Our emotions, the way we feel about a certain topic, needs to shift in order for us to be at the energetic frequency that we need in order to earn the money that we desire. Abraham Hicks always says something like, you can't hear FM radio while tuned into AM. This is the same concept. An important detail. Every topic that we give attention to and that results in an emotional response holds a unique frequency to us. So, feeling the emotion or vibration that you listed before in a general way isn't enough. Like, if the feeling that you listed before was safety, you'll feel safe or secure when you are earning more than enough money. It's not enough to just find things in the present moment that make you feel safe in general. I find people tend to get tripped up on this aspect of the work. It's like, well, I generally feel pretty safe. Okay, perfect. But do you feel safe when the topic of money comes up? No? Then that's why you're still stuck, my babe. So you need to be able to hold the thought of money or any of the topics that you listed before and feel what you are desiring to feel on that topic. You need to tune your emotions. the vibration you give off in order to begin attracting the action, the inspiration, the people, the opportunities, which are also vibrating at that frequency. Those things, the action, the inspiration, the people, the opportunities, all of those things are all vibrating already at the vibration, at the energy within the emotion that you've listed off before. And in order to attract income from all of those different places at that energetic vibration, you have to already be at that vibration. Otherwise, you're going to be drifting past those circumstances. They could be literally smack dab in front of your face and you wouldn't know, because the energy that you're emitting isn't a match to it. And I know this can be a really difficult thing to alter because reality is so loud, right? Remember, the way you feel in your body is the key here. You can't just say things that don't feel resonant, like, I love money, when your emotions are saying something very different when expressing that statement. You're still vibrating at the place of, I fucking hate money, or money is the root of all evil, whatever it is, or rich people are horrible people. And that is the vibration that you're giving off. And you're just going to continue attracting circumstances, events, and reasons to believe those things. So a good place to start, as Abraham Hicks always says, on a topic that feels really resistant like this, is to go general. And again, this is an area where a lot of people get tripped up because they're almost always skipping a step. So basically, I'm going to go into detail with this, but basically, this is about allowing yourself to pick an unrelated topic to money, but that always is already vibrating or eliciting the emotion of the emotion that you want money to be vibrating at. And while you're contemplating this topic that's not related to money, but is vibrating at that energy, once you rev up the energy enough and you can feel it, and you feel like you're there, right? You're like, it's okay, I feel like I'm there. That's when you start to subtly pull in the topic of money to see if you can shift the vibration of money even just a little bit. And this is when tuning is something that's really, really comes into play, because it's like tuning the topic of money when it's already so out of tune can be really difficult if you're just trying to tune it as a standalone. But when you're focusing on something unrelated that's already vibrating at that place, it's like, okay, I feel this way when I think about this topic. And now I'm on the topic of money again, and I feel like this. I'm going to pop back over there. That's what that feels like. Okay. And now you're going to reach for thoughts about money until it feels at least a little bit resonant with the other feeling. Okay. I know this is complicated, but again, stay with me. I'm going to go into more detail. Okay. So maybe when you have enough money, it'll feel like abundance, like there's always more than enough. To get started, maybe you can ponder some topics that are unrelated, but which feel like abundance to you, like the sun. There is an abundance to the sun. It's always there, even on cloudy days. No one worries about the sun suddenly, you know, disappearing or imploding or something, at least not for billions of years, way after we're gone. So even on cloudy days, you know, the sun is still there. For some of us, our family or friends shower us with an abundance of love. And we know that that love is always going to be there no matter what. Sometimes there's even too much. Like there can be an abundance, an overabundance of sunshine. But there's always more than enough. So ponder this topic. See how it feels in your body as you speak these words that feel really true to you. And it doesn't mean that you need to have goosebumps and an elated feeling in your body. I mean, bonus points if you do, but it's not necessary, because abundance doesn't typically feel, at least to me personally, like goosebumps and an elated feeling. Like when I think about how there's an abundance of sunshine, it's sort of like almost a flat, neutral feeling because it's just true. It's not like this massive realization that I'm having. That's more of a, you know, that's more of like that goosebumps, elated feeling, but that's in a moment of realization of abundance on something I didn't think was abundant before. And I'm like, now I'm like seeing it. And I'm like, oh my God, that's actually abundance. Okay, so for me, abundance can even feel irritating to a degree. Like it's a very simple and mostly honest feeling in my perspective in my body. Like, I have an abundance of love from my friends and family, sometimes so much that I just need them to stop. I'm like, please, I get it. It's there if I need it, but like, stop. Think of it like this. Like, sometimes you plant peppers in your garden. I feel like a lot of us have experienced this. Sometimes you plant peppers in your garden, and by the end of the season, you're leaving big bags of peppers on your neighbor's steps because you have so much. You're like, what the fuck do I do with all of these peppers? I already made a jalapeno strawberry jam. I pickled 100 of them. I dehydrated another 100. I made chili powder. I still have so much. Like, now I know next year only plant one plant, not 10. I did not think this many peppers were going to come. That's abundance. Sometimes abundance isn't just like, I mean, isn't like the elated, wow, realization. It can almost lean into irritation at times because there's so much. You're like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with all of this. So really look at the emotions that you are reaching for and get honest with yourself about what it will feel like. It's most likely subtle and simple, like security, for instance. Let's talk about security. Security and truth is so simple. It typically leaves us in a place where we're never even thinking about it at all. Because why? Why would we need to think about it if we feel safe, if we feel secure? Why would we need to think about it? We don't need to think about the fact that we feel secure or safe. It's just like background noise. It's a neutral feeling. Sometimes people mistake, in instances like with security or safety, they mistake the negative for its opposite positive. Like, they believe taking action on something within a feeling of insecurity is actually leading them to security. Like, controversial topic, but like owning a gun makes some people feel safe when really they are taking action on believing that there is something to be afraid of. And so the feeling is actually fear or insecurity that they are experiencing, not security. Also, that is my personal opinion. Nobody come for me, okay? It's fine if you feel differently. A feeling of security, in my perspective, is my weight, for instance. If you're somebody who is like very confident or comfortable in your body, you probably feel the same way. I have never in my life needed to worry about or do much to alter the weight of my body or of my figure. I have been very blessed in that department. Like, each of us have been blessed in many different areas in our life, and this is one where I've been blessed. So because of that, I have a general feeling of security around my physical appearance, which basically means I never think about it. And if someone even did say something negative about my figure, it wouldn't elicit much of an emotional response from me because I'm secure in that. And it also means that I don't become insecure or critical when I look at other body types either. I don't think that one weight or another weight is a problem because for me, that's never been an issue that I've had to ponder. So reach for the actual feeling. Try your best not to reach for its opposite. If you feel like you're having difficulty with that, please listen. You can feel free to message me and ask for clarification on something. I'm not the type of person who's going to like demand payment just because you are asking for guidance or clarification on a single topic. So if it feels like you're not sure if you're reaching for the positive or the lack of the positive, feel free to message me and I have no problem with us working it out together. So find a topic that is really easy to think about when it comes to this emotion or vibration. And once you're there, this is when you start subtly pondering the topic of money and see if you can move the energy to better align with the energy of the topic that's unrelated, but that's vibrating very strongly at that place. See if you can relieve the energy you felt before on money, even just a little bit. Even just a little bit is a truly intense win, because this is really important. Law of attraction is like a ripple effect. It's like as soon as you start the vibration, moving in the vibration, the direction of the vibration that you're wanting to go in, even if it's the subtlest little push in that direction, that ripple effect is going to start intensifying naturally, because law of attraction is going to continue pulling your attention to things in that direction. And each time it's going to be something a little bit more positive, a little bit more positive, a little bit more positive. and it's going to create that ripple effect, and it's going to happen naturally. So even if your efforting moves you just a little bit in a positive direction, that's enough. If you feel like you're forcing it after moving it just a little bit, you can just drop it and walk away. Be like, I did my work. That was really intense, but I did it. Even just a little bit, I'm proud of myself. So, like I said, this is just, you're naturally being drawn towards more in the direction that you're wanting to go when you can just subtly move in that direction a little bit. You don't have to get to the exact same vibration. It will become easier and easier to think and speak about this topic in a more positive way, the more subtly that you can move in this direction without putting a shit ton of pressure on yourself. And also, from here on out, you have a cheat sheet. You literally have written down now, or in a voice note or whatever, exactly what feeling or vibration you are reaching for in order to start attracting money at the level and speed which you've been asking for. You know exactly what you have to do now. Bonus tip before we end the episode for today. Reach for emotion for the emotion's sake, for the sake of feeling better. Okay? Reach for this emotion not because you are desiring more money. Because hear this, like really let this sink in. Because when you are reaching for an emotion purely because you want more money, that is action taken based in believing that you don't have enough money. So reaching for the emotion is reaching for a desire to feel better. That's reaching for something positive, not the lack of something. You're reaching for the solution, not reaching for the problem. So reach for the emotion, the vibration, purely because you desire to feel better right now in the present moment. That is where the magic happens. That is where the magic happens. And even if you don't have, you know, an instant manifestation, you feel better, which is the entire goal to begin with. Okay. I hope that all of this made sense and was clear. Again, if anybody has any questions, please feel free to email me. My email is open. My DMs on my Instagram are open. I am always willing to ponder and talk about or help clarify any of these topics for any of you. So, again, if you have any questions, you know where to find me. Please follow me, tune in. I will be, like I've said before, I record episodes every Monday, and I'm going to continue the series of messaging a friend on Thursdays when it flows. I really love that. I had really good feedback on that episode, which I'm loving to hear. And if there's anything else that any of you desire to hear me talk about on an episode, feel free to reach out. If you're interested in working with me, you can fill out the questionnaire. And yeah, until next week, my beautiful friends. And continue reaching for joy. Continue reaching for the vibration and the emotion that you're desiring. Not just on the topics of money. This is on the topic of anything you feel dissatisfying about. Okay? I love you all. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.